What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Friday, September 21st, 2018. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday. We have a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And before we get on into it, I just have a personal kind of a comment to make. What a week it has been, but then what a year it has been. And just looking back on the last several days, just all the craziness that's going on here. And I agree with those people who say something has to happen. Something big has to happen. It just can't go on with this insanity the way it's been going on up until now. What is going to happen, we don't know. But it just feels like it's reached a breaking point somewhere. Either the wars, the economy, the political structure, something. But it just seems to be spiraling completely out of control here. All right, let's start with the war zones. And we're still dealing with the aftermath of that shoot down of the Russian Ilyushin 20 electronic warfare aircraft as it was approaching the Maimon air base in Syria. And apparently it's been confirmed the Israeli F-16s scrambled to cover behind the Ilyushin because they were being painted by the Syrian air defense radars. Now, Israel is now claiming that the Ilyushin was shot down after the Israeli planes turned around and left. We're still not seeing hard information on that, but everybody's pointing fingers and trying to duck the blame on that. But it has come on out. We talked about this yesterday. It has come on out that the Syrian air defense forces were not provided with the IFF codes. So their radar systems were not able to determine that the Ilyushin 20 was a friendly. Now, that was a big mistake, and obviously Russia and Syria are now more carefully integrating all of that information. And so that's one mistake. It comes under the heading of the fog of war. And friendly fire has been a problem in war for a very, very, very long time. Interestingly enough, there is now a new theory out. And apparently the Arabic language website of Russia Today quoted Russian military expert Mikhail Khodorkovnikov as saying that it may have been possible that the French frigate Auvergne had played a role in the incident of the shoot down of the Ilyushin 20 because the French vessel fired cruise missiles at Syrian targets concurrent with the incident. And they're saying that, yeah, this complicated the situation. It panicked the Syrians and they were just shooting at anything that was up in the sky, which is exactly how friendly fire incidents happen. But it is looking like it was a failure of the IFF. The Syrians did not have the code here. Israel's still saying, well, obviously that makes it Syria's fault. It's Assad's fault. It's Iran's fault. It's Hezbollah's fault. It's everybody's fault. But ours, Russia is still taking the position that the Israeli aircraft shouldn't have been invading Syrian airspace at that point anyway. And therefore, it was Israel's fault here. Now, as you know, Russia is starting to deploy the S-400 surface-to-air air defense missile. And India is going ahead with a purchase. They're saying it's an advanced stage. This risks more sanctions from the United States, which right now has gotten into the bad habit of sanctioning any country that dares buy Russian weapons and Russian ammunition and Russian warplanes. You know, you buy from America. And we may not be the best, but we are the most expensive, and therefore you will buy from us. But the concern is apparently that the radar that guides the S-400 is very sophisticated and may be able to penetrate the stealth capabilities of American fighter jets and could not only identify radar tracks belonging to the F-35, but even determine the configuration of the aircraft. in terms of what external ordnance or pods that it was carrying. And this is consistent with reports that have been coming along that the F-35 really is not as stealthy as everybody is being told that it is. And there is a little aspect about that you need to keep in mind. And that is that all stealth aircraft and stealth ships are designed to be stealthy on the assumption that the radar emitter and the radar receiver are in the same location. And if you're dealing with a radar emitter on the ground and a radar receiver up in the sky, some distance away, the stealth capability starts to break down very, very rapidly here. Now, as you know, there was this big ISIS attempt at a breakthrough at Deir ez-Zor, and it kind of failed. And the Syrian forces are now back in control of Quneitra. And they've discovered a hospital used by the terrorists and equipped by Israel, the United States, and France. And the hospital was very well equipped, modern equipment, medication, X-ray systems, surgery section, a huge warehouse full of drugs. So it's one more indication. The Western powers have been backing ISIS and Al-Qaeda all along. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network here. So a lot of people are wondering, what's going on with Turkey? What is their strategy in Syria? And again, I want to go back to this theory that Claire actually came up with, and it may lie behind this deal that Turkey made with Russia about a demilitarized zone around Idlib, because we know that Turkey is showing every sign that they're not going to surrender Afrin, even though there are now massive protests in Afrin against the Turkish military province. And it may be that Turkey's ultimate goal is to annex Idlib, and that would make Aleppo a border town. So supposedly, the deal that was made between Russia and Turkey calls for the clearing out of this deconfliction zone or demilitarized zone by October 15th. The problem with that is, of course, that the Al-Qaeda militants have rejected the deal completely. And in any event, Russia's foreign minister Sergei Lavrov is saying at best it was an intermediate step. It was not a permanent solution. So lost amid all of this talk about the Ilyushin 20 and Israeli F-16s and S-200, S-300 missiles, we need to remember that the threat of a false flag chemical weapons attack in Idlib is still very much present. Now, one of the groups inside Idlib, Jaish al-Izza, is saying they will go along with the de-escalation zone agreement reached by Turkey and Russia. And they also thanked Turkey for preventing a military operation by the Syrian army. But the situation is remaining very, very complicated. And we know the United States does not want to leave things as they are now. The United States wants Assad out. They want Syria under U.S. foreign puppet rule. They want Iran out. They want Russia out. And apparently there are a lot of war hawks in Washington, D.C. who are perfectly willing to go ahead with starting an outright war with Russia to just grab hold of Syria and keep pushing forward into the Middle East, into Iran, ultimately a confrontation with Russia itself. Over in Yemen, it has been revealed that the mercenaries that are leading the attack on Hodeidah were trained by the Israeli Defense Forces in Israel. And apparently they were being trained at secret IDF camps in the Negev Desert. And they're leading this attack on Hodeidah, which observers are saying will dramatically worsen Yemen's already catastrophic humanitarian crisis. Remember, aid groups are out there saying there are 5.2 million children on the verge of starving to death. Over in Israel, Jewish extremists continue to intensify their incursions into the Al-Aqsa Mosque. Every time they go on in there, they're heavily escorted by Israeli forces. And they'll go on in there and they'll perform Jewish religious rituals, which, of course, is going to be a provocation to the Muslims. I mean, for those of you who are Christians out there, if you were basically worshiping at your church, how would you feel if Muslims came on in under heavy protection by military and started performing Muslim rituals in your sanctuaries? So you can see how provocative this is. So it's elevating tensions at the site. We're still hearing all this talk about how Israel has found a red heifer, and it's a sign that the third or fourth temple will be built, the Messiah will return, and so forth. All righty. Russian bombers are flying their scheduled Arctic Ocean flights. Two Russian Tupolev 160 strategic bombers were conducting scheduled flights over neutral waters of the Arctic Ocean. These were 14-hour flights, which included exercises in aerial refueling, and they were being shadowed by Typhoon and F-16 fighters of the Royal Air Force. So we're back to all those Cold War games. All right, let's take a phone call from Mona in Connecticut. Aloha, Mona. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me. I just wanted to ask you a couple questions. I'm concerned. I'm 27, pretty young, but I really am concerned about what's going on in this government. I don't understand why people are so adamant about their hatred towards Trump when it's so obvious and evident that Hillary Clinton, the whole Clinton administration, like, should be in jail. I really think there's some sort of blackmail going on. And that's all I'll leave you. Thank you.
There's a lot of blackmail going on. The reason that the Clintons are untouchable is they know where all the dead bodies are and how they got to be dead bodies. And, Hillary Clinton has basically been quoted as saying, if I go down, I'll take the whole U.S. government down with me. So that's why everybody works to protect.
But that's the thing is, I'm sorry to interrupt Mr. Vero, but that is the thing. I thought about it like quite a lot. Because I was a baby when Vincent Foster died. But when I started to read about that, like, that was very disturbing. It was like, who shoots themselves twice and then is dumped with a carpet around them in some sort of like place like that? That's so obviously murder. And it kills me because I have people who I went to college with and they're like, oh, I can't wait to go to Washington, D.C. And I'm like, why would you want to go there? That's not a place to be. That's going to destroy your entire moral integrity.
Well, there are people who are born without any moral integrity, and they seek to get into the political, the political realm, as it were. I mean, it's the curse of political power. It attracts the very sort of people who should not be allowed to have it.
Psychopaths?
Or sociopaths, yeah.
Yeah, I suppose. It's a little interesting, that's all. But your show is very wonderful and informative, and I just want to say I appreciate it. And I hope Claire is doing well. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you very much. Claire is doing better. She's obviously going to be with us in the third hour today, as normal. And, it's taking a while, and she's frustrated, but she is getting better. And so, Mona, thank you very much for the phone call. And I really appreciate the fact that younger people are really starting to pay attention to what's going on and waking up to just how incredibly corrupted the central federal government has become, because that is what we're dealing with here. The reason that they're all going after Donald Trump is he's not part of the club. And the club are the corrupt.
You know what, Mike? I know you're letting me go, but that does bring up another question that I have.
Okay.
I understand that Donald Trump is not a part of the club, but he is completely surrounded, and he keeps putting in people around him who are a part of that upper echelon of control freaks. And I don't understand that. Like, is he that stupid?
Well, he's very weak, and he proved that again today by backing off the demand to declassify the Russian investigation documents. And, you know, a lot of people could be forgiven for wondering why the liberals and the deep state are still after him so hard when he basically caves into them on every issue. But I think it may have to do with, as you said, they're control freaks. And they thought they had the 2016 election completely under control and Hillary was going to be the president. And gosh darn it, those American people, you know, they didn't go along with the program and they elected Donald Trump. And we have got to prove that we will decide who the leaders of this country are going to be and not the American people. I mean, what do you think this is, a democracy? I mean, get real.
Isn't it what it says? A democracy is two wolves and a sheep, like, deciding what's for dinner or something like that?
Yeah, and a pure democracy can lead to mobocracy, and that's actually a big part of what helped to bring Rome down. Technically, this country is supposed to be a republic with a democratically elected leadership. Unfortunately, we have lost that second part of the deal because our election system is totally compromised. And what really infuriates me about Donald Trump is that he's had a year and a half to deal with the problems with our election system and how crooked it is, and he really hasn't done anything. He dissolved his Election Integrity Commission. He's basically turned the issue over to the Department of Homeland Security, which, as far as we can tell, is part of the deep state. And, you know, they're running around saying we're going to make... I'm sorry?
And like it needs to be abolished because none of that, like the headline the other day was just like, Donald Trump says that the biggest mistake was going into the Afghan and Iraqi war and like basically just invading the Middle East. And I couldn't believe that. I was like, he has no concept of foreign policy or history. He's good at when it comes to economics. However, he's not good when it comes to foreign policy because he does not understand exactly what is happening. I don't think he has a full grasp on it, and I don't think he's surrounded by people who are going to help him. They have their own agenda, military-industrial complex, and they definitely want this war machine going forever. And I'm
absolutely
so annoyed. I'm so annoyed because it's not fair to my generation at all.
You know, Trump, I mean, this is the military-industrial complex, and President Eisenhower, in his farewell address, warned us this was going to happen.
Well, and exactly. Looking back, that. And also General Smedley Butler, I also wanted to watch that, like his address, when he was talking about that, like apparent subterfuge that was going to happen, like, and it didn't happen, but thank goodness. That would have changed the entire world, but... Like, I don't understand why we're supposed to be such a free country, and we talk about all this freedom. However, we don't understand we have to fight for it, but we shouldn't have to fight for it within our own country. You know, we're
Well, you need to remember, Mona, you need to remember the very best slaves in the world are the ones who think they're free.
I don't know, man. All I know is I respect you, and I also love when Dustin calls in. He's my favorite. when you guys talk, it's awesome. So I'm going to leave you with that, Mike. Happy Friday, and send my love to Claire. All right? Have a good day.
I certainly will. And like I said, she'll be in here in about a little over an hour and a half. All right, Mona, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. And just now getting a breaking story here. Apparently, there is now a clash between the Syrian Arab Army and Turkish-backed rebels in East Aleppo. Now, this is up in that whole Idlib, Afrin area. And this may be the beginning of a move by Turkey to basically consolidate control over that whole region and extend its borders in. So... crazy times over there in Syria. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we're going to go back to the phone lines here. And we're going to start with Frank in London. Aloha, Frank. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I was listening to a report. I was listening to YouTube. I think it's a conservative station. But the so-called blue wave that's supposed to be coming in November, that doesn't seem quite as a sure thing as they think. Apparently, I've just learned that, I don't know what you call it in America, but a guy won a seat in a constituent, if you like, in Texas. And that seat
yes.
has been, for over 100 years, it hasn't been a Republican seat. So this blue wave, it doesn't seem like it's going to be quite as straightforward as, you know, the mainstream media would have it. So that's interesting.
Well, I think if we had absolutely honest, verifiable elections, I don't think there'd be a blue wave at all. But, you know, as we documented the other day, Democratic leaders are literally encouraging Democrats to cheat at the polls. Vote early and often, whatever you can get away with. And we know the Democrats are lining up the illegal immigrants. They're registering them to vote and telling them to vote Democratic, which is outright illegal under our laws. illegal immigrants, undocumented people, people who are not U.S. citizens or legal residents are not allowed to vote in our elections. But we know millions of them voted in 2016, and they're getting ready to do it again this November. So I think the Democrats are talking about a blue wave to just sort of pre-sell the idea of a democratic revolution so that people don't say, what the heck happened? Was there vote fraud in this surprise upset democratic landslide?
Yeah, I've realized that, and I'm not surprised. These people, they've got some very, very unsavory characters in their party. It's almost beggar's belief, but, you know, everything is coming to light about these people now. And secondly, I did not realize that Zionism is so deeply entrenched in America. I was just reading a book or something called Against Our Better Judgment, and it's quite revealing that you've had Zionist people, so conflict of interest, rather, people in the Supreme Court justice had Zionist people operating there, and it's really quite unethical. It's given me an eye opener anyway.
Well, there's no question our government has been subverted by Israel. And as I've mentioned many times before, when I was a kid and getting my Hate the Soviet Union indoctrination in public school, you know, they were always exhorting us, you know, beware of communist subversion. The commies are subverting our government to their purposes. And in hindsight, our government was being subverted. We were being told to look in the wrong direction.
Oh, yes. And those propaganda movies are coming back. The other day, I went to see a movie and they've got some sort of a war movie coming out where it's about the big bad Russians again. Also, look out for that one. Can't remember the name of it, but I saw a sneak preview of it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot more of that. I mean, the Russian bashing has hit the flood stage, so get out the hip waiters.
Okay, Mike, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Robert, who is also calling from London. And aloha, Robert. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yes. Sorry to bother you. First of all, I'd like to make a point. I don't know very much at all, so I'm not the guy who knows it all. I know the sky is blue and the clouds are white and my fingernails are not clean, but I do believe in Bible prophecy, and according to my belief, Europe is in big trouble if it causes trouble. And according to another YouTube that I was watching earlier on before your show, the world has just missed a massive, huge bullet, whereby the theory is, well, it's true or not, I have no idea. The downing of the Russian aeroplane, right? The French ship apparently fired a missile. It never said what it hit, and the suggestion is that it hit the aeroplane, which was downed by the French apparently, but Putin knows this apparently, and that if he fires back at the French ship, then according to the NATO doctrine, any member of NATO, all that gets hurt, all nations of NATO can then respond. So the threat is that if Putin said, right, how dare you take this, then he's got the whole of NATO on his back, right? Apparently, you know, theory.
Yeah, well, he so wants to avoid that, obviously.
Absolutely. So the thing is, oh, they did it, so well, Syria did it instead. Oh, what a huge mistake that was.
You know, that's very, very plausible. That's very plausible. Robert, listen, I like your theory. Yes. I need to let you go, though, because we got to take another break for commercials. So we'll be right back.
Thank you very much. Bye.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, the Syrian Arab News Agency has released video of the white helmets staging a chemical weapons attack in order to frame the Syrian government and say, oh my goodness, they're using chemical weapons. And contrary to the expectation that this next false flag attack was going to be really a hard sell, it's got the same problems as every other one of these fake videos. Supposedly, these victims are dead, yet you can see them moving. They're supposedly contaminated with chemical weapons, and yet the people picking them up and loading them into this ambulance, no protective clothing, not even rubber gloves. They're handling these people with their bare hands. So apparently this video was put up on YouTube, and immediately YouTube took it down for violation of terms of service. But apparently it is being posted to YouTube so much, YouTube finally just threw up their hands in despair. And you can see it, and it's now on the front of whatreallyhappened.com. We all knew this was coming. They've been telegraphing this for a very, very long time. Over in Lebanon, Hezbollah's leader has announced that Hezbollah is now in possession of precision rockets, meaning rockets that are very, very accurate on hitting their targets. And basically, this is a warning to Israel, saying, do not wage another attack into Lebanon, because every once in a while, Israel likes to go into Lebanon. They want that Litani River. They want all of that water. They got really frustratingly close the last time. I think they got within 21 miles of it. And so Hezbollah is now saying that they have the ability to strike very important targets inside Israel if Israel dares invade again. And, of course, that's the reason for having long-range accurate missiles, or for that matter, nuclear weapons, to tell the other guys, leave us alone. Stay on your side of the border. Just leave us alone and everything will be fine. Now, as you know, one of the big propaganda stories that has been circulating this last week is how Iran is the largest state sponsor of terror, which, when you consider how much funding the United States has been pouring onto ISIS and Al-Qaeda, is a bit of a joke. It really is. But apparently, a former official of MEK is saying that actually this main Iranian terror group is being funded by Saudi Arabia. And apparently Saudi intelligence funds the group by smuggling valuables like gold and Rolex watches into Iraq and Jordan to be sold on the black market to raise money for this so-called Iranian terror group. I don't know why they're bothering with Rolexes. Eyewatches are outselling Rolexes right now. All Rolexes do is tell the time. China's British envoy is out there responding to all of the incursions around the South China Sea under the rubric of freedom of navigation by saying that freedom of navigation isn't a freedom to invade and infringe upon sovereignty, and that China cherishes the freedom of navigation principles, but will not remain idle as Western powers use it as a pretext to show off their military might and create trouble in the South China Sea. And the Chinese ambassador said some big countries outside the region did not seem to appreciate the peace and tranquility in the South China Sea. They sent warships and aircraft all the way to the South China Sea to create trouble. And he's making a valid point. Look on a globe at where this all is. This is well away from Great Britain or the United States. It is the South China Sea. And in World War II, Japan basically conquered those islands. And at the end of World War II, an agreement was reached called the Cairo Convention, in which all of the victorious allies of World War II, including the United States, agreed those islands would go back to the possession of China. But treaty, schmeedy, we want those islands now. There's oil and gas and stuff we want. Apparently, Trump administration hardliners are opposing the idea of peace on the Korean Peninsula. They're looking at all of these agreements between Kim Jong-un and Moon Jae-in and the top military commanders of both Koreas, and the alarm bells are going off. The two Koreas have effectively, for all practical purposes, ended the Korean War. They're standing down their forces. They're pulling back from the DMZ. They're basically backing off of all of this, you know, sneering at each other and making stink face across the DMZ. They're opening up the rail and road lines. They're moving ahead with this. And the U.S. Is in a bit of a panic. How are they going to stop this? Probably with another false flag. You know, like when they sank the Chaosin, a South Korean cruiser, and tried to frame North Korea for it, which fell apart when the remains of the torpedo they claimed they found under the Chaosin didn't actually match the blueprints of the standard North Korean torpedo. In fact, they matched a German torpedo that's manufactured exclusively for export. A lot of lying and false flag going on out there. All right, let's talk about the domestic politics right now. This Kavanaugh thing has just turned into a circus. We need clowns. We need clowns and jugglers and acrobats just to set the stage for this whole thing. Donald Trump has finally waded on into this and basically said, okay, if there was an attempted rape or a rape, where is the police report about this? And Trump is saying that if the attack on Christine Ford was as bad as she said, where she feared for her life, charges would have been immediately filed with local law enforcement, either by her or her loving parents. Now, Christine Ford is out there saying she didn't tell her parents because she didn't want them to know that she had been drinking. But Trump does raise a point. When you go through a traumatic event where you are in fear for your life, it just locks into your memory, and you remember every little detail about it. And yet Christine Ford says she can't remember who drove her to the party, where the party was, who the host of the party was, how much she'd had to drink. The only thing she remembers is she got assaulted, and she's, you know, gosh darn sure it was Kavanaugh. Now, as far as Christine Ford's testimony, the Senate Judiciary Committee is back to insisting she shows up Monday or it's no deal. Yesterday, Christine Ford, through her lawyer, had come on out and said, well, I'm willing to testify, not on Monday, later in the week, delay, 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 as long as certain conditions are met that will make the hearing safe for me and fair. And basically, you know, it's gone back and forth. Ford said she would testify, then she took it back. Now she's saying she'll testify, but the preconditions are kind of a little bit out there. Some of them are reasonable, but the non-starters are, she wants to that Kavanaugh can't be in the same room when she testifies. She wants him blocked out of the room, and she wants Kavanaugh to testify first and not be allowed to testify after she's done, so that he cannot respond to anything that she says. And the Senate Judiciary Committee, to their credit, said, no, that's utterly ridiculous. You know, there has to be a right of cross-examination and the right for Kavanaugh to face his accuser. Now, as you know, one of the things that got a lot of people wondering about what was going on with Christine Ford is that about the same time that she came on, or the accusation was made public against Kavanaugh, Christine Ford erased all of her social media history, but she was a little slow getting there, and it got copied off, and it's out there on the internet. And back on March 17th of 2017, Christine Ford posted on Facebook, someone needs to come forward and accuse Neil Gorsuch of rape to derail his Supreme Court nomination. So this shows you what's really, really going on. Now, New York Senator Kirsten Gillibrand is leading the charge against Kavanaugh and out there saying, we have to believe Christine Ford. There's no question that she's telling the truth. You need to remember, Gillibrand also led the charge against a University of Virginia fraternity accused of rape by the Rolling Stone. That entire story turned out to be a complete hoax, and Rolling Stone had to pay the fraternity $1.65 million for the discredited rape accusation. So Gillibrand does not have a good track record for accuracy or honesty. Let's take a phone call from Don in Iowa. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Yes, the can you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine.
The Ford, the Professor Ford, I guess she's a professor at Palo Alto University, but her story it's changed a lot, too. Plus, the only really bad thing about it, I mean, as I get it, we haven't actually seen exactly the words she said, but what I've heard from, I guess it's secondhand and stuff, she said that the guy, whoever this guy was, tried to take her clothes off. Well, he didn't succeed. So, I mean, if he tried to take her clothes off and then she shrugged him off or something, then is that sexual assault? No, it's not really. He tried because he thought she was in a bathing suit, drunk at this party, and she probably wanted to, maybe. And then, so if he backed out, if he didn't actually assault, that's not sexual assault, trying to take somebody's clothes off if you think they want to, and then you back off. Because if he wanted to, if it was rape, he would have taken her clothes off, especially if there were two or three guys in there. They would have teamed up and raped
her. Well, there was only one other guy in there, and by the way, he's already said it just didn't happen. And if you think about it from a purely mechanical point of view, Christine Ford said that her attacker was lying on top of her while trying to take her clothes off. It's very hard to take somebody's clothes off when you're lying on top of them. And so that part of the story doesn't pass muster. Again, had it really been this traumatic incident where she's saying that her attacker cupped his hand over her mouth and she thought she was going to die, that would have locked the incident in her memory. There would have been no fuzziness about it. But she can't remember anything about it, when it happened, where it happened, who was there. Again, the story has, in fact, changed, because the version she told her therapist back in, I think it was 2014, she said there were four guys in the room and that there were other girls present. And again, the yearbook from her high school has surfaced and shows she was a wild child. She was a party girl. And right. You're absolutely right. It could have just been a simple misunderstanding where, high school girls will flirt with a guy and then it goes too far and then they shut it down. In fact, we had a name for it in high school, girls who like to get guys excited and then turn them down. It was called being a cock tease.
Yeah, well, not only that, that's one possibility. Probably more probable is she's a liberal. Obviously, she's part of the liberal cause. She's friends with these big-time liberals like her lawyer. And she just made the whole thing up. That's probably what happened. But then she said that she was afraid he would kill her. Well, what does that mean? You can be afraid. I can make that statement right now. I'm afraid Mike Rivero will come to Iowa and hunt me down and kill me, So, that makes you a terror? That makes you some suspect somehow? So, this thing is going to actually, in the long run, this will actually hurt the Democrats, I think, in this election. And this guy,
they do seem to have flubbed it, but it doesn't look like they're getting ready to give up on this whole thing. Now, because of the therapist notes from 2014, I think some kind of an incident probably did happen. But again, in the therapist notes, Kavanaugh is not mentioned by name. So it may have just been that Christine Ford said, well, I was at a party where Kavanaugh was. I got assaulted. I'll just say that he was the one who assaulted me, and we'll have an ironclad case to get him blocked from the Supreme Court. But this revelation of her Facebook post in which she's saying somebody needs to come up with a rape accusation to derail Neil Gorsuch shows this is a tactic. This is a tactic that they're thinking about using.
Quite obvious, and the American people are not stupid. They can see this. If they pay any attention to it at all, they're not going to believe Mika and Joe and all these people like that. They're going to say, well, what the heck, people have lived their
lives.
Well,
I wish it was up to the American people. Unfortunately, it's going to be up to the Senate, and we don't know who's being pressured, who's being blackmailed, who's being bribed. It really is a very, very...
I meant in the next election, they're going to look back at this I think this is going to hurt the Democrats, because most people are not on board with their whole agenda at all. They've been going downhill, and this is going to hurt them. I really think that this is going to hurt them, and the Republicans will probably keep the House. Okay, I'll let you go, Mike. Thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and I hope you're right. But again, my concern is that having tried to steal the 2016 election and failed, the liberals are just going to be trying twice as hard in November. And if the GOP and Trump don't do anything to stop it, they're going to lose the Congress, and Trump is going to be a single-term president. Okay. Apparently last Monday, Senate staff interviewed Judge Kavanaugh under oath, and Democratic staff were invited and said, and told they could have asked any question of Kavanaugh, they didn't bother to show up. They're not interested in the facts. They're just interested in the smear job. Now, do you remember this classmate of Christine Ford? Just a couple of years ahead in the same high school, came on out and said that she remembered hearing about Kavanaugh assaulting Christine Ford, and she wrote that to Facebook. Then she deleted it and backed off, and apparently she was contacted by a lot of media saying, you know, can you substantiate the allegation? And now she's backed off completely and saying, well, actually, I have absolutely no specifics about that. So that has now gone away. And basically, she told NPR she would refuse to go before the Senate Judiciary Committee if they bothered to ask her. And I don't think they're going to bother at this point. We got to take a break here for phone, for commercials. We got people waiting on the phone when we get back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product, and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s, along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. You got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Before we go back to the phones here, another interesting story. Senator Kamala Harris, Democrat of California, who's going to be one of the lead questioners if, in fact, Christine Ford does testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee, along with Kavanaugh, is literally out there saying that the reasonable doubt standard does not apply to Kavanaugh, and that Christine Ford's sex assault charge does not need to be proven. You know, to heck with the Constitution and the rule of law and due process. You know, she said he did it. That's good enough for me. And we're seeing the Democrats literally take a meat axe to everything this country is supposed to stand for. All of our founding principles in their lust to get this guy. You know, to heck with proof beyond a reasonable doubt. We don't need no proof. We have belief. We have right on our side. All right, let's take some phone calls here. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You just made me sick to my stomach, Kamala Harris. Ugh. Mike, also the Hawaiian woman you mentioned the other day. Oh, God.
Maisie Hirono.
Oh, yeah, what a wretched piece of garbage. I'm sorry you got to have, you're stuck on an island with her.
the good thing for me is she's usually in Washington, D.C.
Man, what kind of, these? You know what, Mike? These people are all full of crap, though. This is all political. Because, you know, Mike, you realize if Kavanaugh wasn't, this wouldn't have even come up. So then we're like, you know, then it goes back to why didn't she tell the police 36, 38, 40, 50 years ago? It's all political. It's obvious. It's the same with Roy Moore, remember?
And why didn't Dianne Feinstein make this public in July when she supposedly got this letter, which, by the way, she is still refusing to share the complete unredacted letter with the Senate Judiciary Committee? You know, just look at the accusation. That's it. That's all you need to know. Just believe, Mike, as we tell you to believe.
And, Mike, remember during Trump, that woman on the airplane, he touched me and this or that, and that was like 30-something years later, too. It's all the same. See, these people are following the same playbook because they got no other playbooks to play. You know what I mean? It's the same stale playbook. And you know what kills it? If they keep doing the same thing, and Einstein keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result, you're not going to get a different result. You know, I mean, it blows my mind how they can just keep doing this because they have nothing to offer. You know,
they have nothing else to go with. They have nothing else to go with. I mean, the GOP controls the Senate. Kavanaugh's confirmation is a done deal unless they can create a big enough stink where some of the moderate GOP senators might flip over and vote against the confirmation. But over the last several days, we've seen these GOP senators who were sort of waffling on the issue. They're starting to drift on back to confirmation. And we're seeing the Democrats panicking. And I hope the American people are watching this because were we to have honest elections, that previous caller is correct. This is definitely going to work against the Democrats in November. Nobody wants a bunch of crybabies running this country.
Hey, Mike, can you hold me over?
Yeah, I'm going to hold you over here.
Okay.
So
yeah, like
we're going to take.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to hold you over and we'll be right back after station identification.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.